The Harrovian is one of our cult horses in Australian racing, and on this national show on SEN Track, Trent Edmonds is joining us. Morning, Trent.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. He's a favourite. We're going to talk to Bill Ryan in Tassie in about half an hour. There's another cult horse down there called Still a Star. There's a few of them that people just like.
Yeah, yeah. It's obviously, while they might not be champions of the turf, through some of their own, they get a bit of a following, and our bloke and the horse from Tasmania is no different, really.
The Harrovian's being set towards your two big Group 1 races during the carnival?
Yeah, that's right. That's sort of probably the plan at this stage, is to run Doomben 10,000 and then Stradbroke second up, obviously wait for age back to a handicap. That's not ironclad at the moment, but that's what we're sort of leaning towards doing, and it would be a big thrill again for the Headley team and the Massinghams and all the rest of us.
And he had a little break after the All-Star Mile?
Yeah, certainly did. Didn't have long off. Sort of didn't need a great deal of time off, and just really short fresh. And he's been back in work, went a bit of pace work Saturday morning, went a bit of pace work again yesterday, and yeah, he looks really well.
Is he one that comes to hand pretty quick, given that he's got that residual fitness anyway, hasn't he?
He's pretty, like, he's a big lump of a thing. Like, he's a big, big sort of horse. However, he doesn't need much work. He's quite sort of clean-winded. So we don't tend to overtrain him or do a huge amount with him. We don't really need to. So, yeah, he does come to hand relatively quick, yeah.
All right, so 10,000, it's what, about 3 or 4 weeks away now?
Yeah, that's about it. That's about it. I think it's 4 weeks from Saturday from memory. So start to sort of tighten the screws a fair bit now, and
Him
sort of pretty wound up, pretty ready to go.
All right. So that's the Harrovian. I did note yesterday at Doomben they had some trials. You had a few there going towards the Winter Carnival, I would presume.
Yeah, that's right. Essentially, we took 7 horses there, and they hopefully will all play a part in the winter at some stage. Obviously, Tyzone and Hard Empire probably on that sort of Doomben 10,000 BTC sprint, Stradbroke path again, or might even be Victory Stakes for Hard Empire first up. But hopefully they can play a bit of a part. And obviously, Stradbroke is end goal for the both of them again, and a couple of pretty nice 2-year-olds as well. So, yeah, it's an exciting time, and we're starting to put the wheels in motion.
And I noted a tweet this morning, which I'm just trying to go back to now as I speak to you, but there was also, was it a 2-year-old that you trialled?
Yeah, we had 3 2-year-olds go up there. All of them were going to take good benefit. It was their second trial, but still pretty green, pretty new. Barathi, he'd done a fair bit wrong. He must have spotted something, probably coming to the 500-metre mark, and went from on the fence to essentially the middle of the track and balked a fair bit. And he was nice and strong to the line under not a great deal of pressure. King Kappa, Kappa's colt, trotted up beautifully. And one for Jerry, Mimi Lagarde, a star turn filly. She sort of sat deep in both of her trials to date, but she's got a future as well.
And Saturday in Sydney, Vanna Girl draws the inside. At the moment, the track is a soft 5. It's a warm day in Sydney today. They're saying some showers Friday, Saturday. How does that sit with Vanna Girl?
I don't think that'll be a problem, to be fair. Sort of, have it got the heavy unknown, but soft is fine. A little bit of edge off the track would be spot on. Not a worry in the world at all. So that'll be all well and good and quite welcomed. I do note that when she ran in the Epsom last spring and it was pretty hard, She did jar up a little bit. But as I said, if there's a little bit of cushion in the track, that'd be ideal for her. And obviously, Damien Oliver, Barrier 1, it's a good draw. I'd rather be there than 13.
And she's made the fitness improvement you wanted?
Yeah, she's basically spot on. Why wouldn't you be going to a Group 1? We've got her as good as we can have her. She looks good. She's going to travel tonight and stick to a similar routine to what we do with her when we've travelled her in the past. So, yep, travels tonight, and she's had some good solid grounding, had a gallop on the course proper both Saturday and Tuesday. Saturday was an absolute mess. It was really heavy, and And again, yesterday was quite rain affected as well, but she was quite fit.
All right, we look forward to seeing her Vanna Girl on Saturday at Randwick. Thanks for your time, Trent. Good luck over the next few days.
Cheers, Andrew. Thank you.